Hello, strangers, and welcome to the November 15th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we're presenting Madeline Griggs, the giantess Angerboda drowns all the mirrors in the house when her husband Loki leaves. Originally from Texas, Madeline Grigg is a queer poet with an MFA in creative writing from Bowling Green State University. Her poetry has appeared in Nimrod, Barely South Review, Dream Pop Press, and elsewhere. Check out more of her work at madelinegrigg.squarespace.com. Content advisories for this poem include body transformation and scars and scarification. And now, the poem. The giantess Angerboda drowns all the mirrors in the house when her husband Loki leaves. By Madeline Grigg. 1. I have stopped looking for your face. Crow-black beak, iridescent duck feathers, rough hide of a whale. All this was beautiful enough. You came to me as an old man, and I knew you by your hands. They were soft and cold as ash. And when you were a woman, I heard the tremor in the way you called for me. How could I explain this to my sisters? A creature held together by a name, and what kind of husband is that? I was more honest than a mirror, you said. 2. I imagined you once. Sunlight turning your hair to fox fur, red freckles, neat white scars pulled taut across a smile, bones that looked like mine. This was my mistake. 3. After you are gone, I realize it is a freedom. I collect all the mirrors in my house, from the floor length to the handheld wooden one I love. I toss them in the pond, unbroken, and watch as they slip below the glassy water. Freedom, you once told me, brushing my wet hair before dawn, is to go unseen in a dark wood, to be a boat on a black sea, a kite with no string, a bird with no name at all. And this has been the November 15th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment at the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Teresa Milbrot and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.